What are you two doing here?
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
You know what a feminist I am.
No, really.
Yeah. But like the thing, you know, this is the thing that bothers me the most. Like when it comes to women and being a woman and the things that men don't understand, I thought that we are living in a time now where if you ask a woman out and she says no, no means no. I feel like no means no is something that men should understand at this point. You know what I mean? 20 years ago, no meant, yeah, work a little harder. Try a little harder. Maybe you can turn it into a yes. You know, all those books that were out for men on how to like convince women to turn a no into a yes kind of thing. And then eventually women were like, no, if I say no, that means no and fuck off. So you would think in 2022, that message is pretty well, like you understand. If a woman says no, if she's not interested, you need to go fuck off and go somewhere else and do something else.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this girl and she's, you know, super hot and she's at a restaurant and a guy comes over and he starts hitting on her and she rejected him. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he grabs a pint of beer and poured it over her head in retaliation. Because she wasn't interested in it. It's not like she was leading him on. Like, she was busy with her friends doing her own thing, and he came over bothering her, and she's like, I'm not interested. And instead of just taking no for an answer, you know, men think that they own women and own their bodies, and how dare you reject me?
No. Men don't think that. Douchebags think that.
Right. I guess that's true. Douchebags think that. So he takes this pint of beer, pours it on her head. What he didn't realize is that she's a Muay Thai boxing champion, had been competing since she was 13 years old. So the minute he poured the beer on her, she went into Muay Thai boxing mode and turned around and beat the crap out of him.
Wow. See, you don't know. You don't know who you're going up to. You have no idea. It could be Ronda Rousey. You don't know.
Yeah.
And Ronda's going to lay you out. I'm sorry. You say one thing, you look at her wrong, she's going to lay you out.
Right. I love it because what's so great is there's, of course, there's video. There's not audio of it, but there's video of it happening because it's one of these restaurants that they just have video just for protection, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you should see, the minute she leaps over her seat and she says, fight me if you're so tough, the minute he realized his error, he starts to back away and she's like, oh no, that is not happening. So she starts like yelling and berating him and then she just kicks him. And she's, oh my God, you should see, like she's a champ. It's, I mean, just watching the video, like you're just yelling, yeah, it's awesome. It's like the kind of thing that only happens in movies, you know, but this actually happened. And then they, of course, every story that has this found all of her professional boxing pictures and posted those. So you see her, you know, she's like a real athlete. And I love that. I love that this is the lesson that's out there. And, you know, let that be a lesson to any guy. If a woman rejects you, just walk away. Just walk away. It's not worth it because she's probably going to find some way to kick your ass.
Just douchebags. In general, it's like a meme I saw the other day. Rape happens because movies, short dresses, you know, or rapists. That's why rape happens.
Right,
it's exactly. None of the above. It's not how you wore your makeup that day. It's just because there's some people out there that are rapist assholes.
Yep. It's not something somebody saw in a movie.
Exactly. That's not going to change you and make you become a rapist because you saw it in a movie. No, you got to be a sick individual and a guy that's going to go up to a girl and talk to her like that and then dump a drink on her head deserves whatever he got.
The thing is, she really spared his life. She could have literally killed him and she chose to just hurt him badly and embarrass him in front of all of his friends. But the question is, so did he learn his lesson? Do you think he's going to think twice before, like if he is interested in another girl and she says no, does no now mean no? Or do you think that she didn't change anything?
You hope so. But I don't know. Once you're a douchebag, you're always a douchebag.